Thanks, Bree. Okay, I would like to introduce our first speaker, Aaron Jay from the Sunday Valley Historic Group of NA in the news area of PA.
Manatic, my name's Aaron.
Hi, Aaron.
All right, this thing's going. I want to thank the committee for asking me to speak. And I'm glad I've never been here. This is cool. I like this retreat already. It's small. I can get down with small. I knew about this topic for like a month. And I didn't know until 2 days ago. I didn't realize what they did. And they gave step meetings different titles. So that's cool too. So I'm just going to talk about my experience with the third step pretty much. And how it's evolved for me. My clean date, I don't know if I said this already, June 24th, 2012. I was 23 when I got clean, and I really, really didn't want to hear about God. So when I got to the third step, my sponsor told me, you're simply making the decision to live the NA program and work the rest of the steps. And that's how I viewed it for a long time. And I'd already really been doing that before I got to three by like doing all the stuff that's suggested, by like showing up to meetings early, helping out. I had a home group sponsor. I was going to meetings pretty much every day, calling people, all that stuff. I didn't realize at the time, but like I was living this program. Truly like trying to practice principles in all my affairs. Falling short constantly, but like giving a sincere effort to living this way of life. It was frustrating when I would fall short, and I tell people all the time, like, it should be frustrating. If it's not frustrating, you're not trying. So, yeah, I mean, that was it. Like, when I got there, I wasn't praying to the third, like, when I got to the third step, I refused to pray. It's the only suggestion that was given to me that, like, I didn't follow. And I thought I didn't, like, believe in something. I come to find out later through steps that, like, I was just angry. Eventually, I got to a point in step work where, like, I couldn't do this without prayer. So, that's changed. I struggled with that concept. What I didn't struggle with was, like, principles. I could wrap my mind around, like, honesty, open-mindedness, kind of willingness. I could get behind that. Like, I can get behind seeing the results of something that I practice. And it's truly evolved, like, what I believe to be living this program and, like, turning it over to God and trying to be the best person I can be. And I make that decision every day. Like, I wake up every day and I have a routine that I follow, that I practice, and it starts my day the right way. And, like, I go out into the world and I try to be a better me. I do that through, like, service. I do that through just showing up. I do it through, like, not just in here, but outside of here. In the real world. And I struggle, and that's kind of where I'm at now with, like, turning my will over to God. Is not just, like, showing up here and doing the stuff I need to do to, like, stay clean, but now I'm searching for, like, freedom in some different levels, some areas that, like, I really struggle with. Like, reaching out to new people is a big one right now. It's a struggle, but, like, I was thinking about it last night. Like, I know that living in God's will is not for me to, like, restrict myself to 6 people to talk to for the rest of my life. But it's difficult. I mean, it's an area where, like, I have a lot of fear. So it's something I need to work on. I'm hoping to do that here. I'm going to try my best. But, yeah, I mean, it's a struggle for me. I just believe that, like, if I'm truly, for me, if I'm living in God's will and I'm practicing these principles in all my affairs, like, I couldn't do that without giving back to NA. That's kind of like what I do. I love H&I. I love it. I don't think there's any other form of service I could do in NA that is more of God's will for me than that. I think it's important. I think it's something that like suffers here, and I think it's somewhere we really need help. So like I try to be a part of in that aspect. And that's a big part of like making that decision for me to live this program. It's really hot. I'm really hot right now. I think that's all I got. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you, Erin, for sharing your experience with Living Hope. I would like to introduce the second speaker, Michelle F. from the Need a Miracle Group of NA in North Pittsburgh area.
Morning, everybody. My name is Michelle. I'm an addict. This is a great honor to be asked to speak. I love this like little intimate group. This is nice. First thing in the morning. This is my first time here, and I'm really excited about camping. I kind of had a little anxiety about coming in and camping here. I haven't camped since I was homeless, so like coming here was, you know, it's kind of like doing it clean, you know. And so I got the new tent, the new sleeping bag. Everything's new and clean. I'm new and clean. So it's kind of fun. So I'm really excited for the weekend. I'm really anxious to hear some good speakers. And then to be asked to speak, like, it's just such an honor. And it's like, to be this far away from my home area and to be asked to speak, it's just like, you know, I get to meet new people. I get to share my story, get to hear other stories, and I'm really excited about that. So when Alex had asked me to speak, he said, God of my understanding. And I started thinking about that topic, like, immediately. And immediately step 3 hit my head, but also step 11 hit my head with that one. And which is funny because I just finished, like, technically writing on step 10, and I have to go over it. And then my sponsor said that, well, maybe you should do a few more days of you know, your inventory, you know, kind of like looking at your day and stuff. So I was like thinking, this is perfect. You know, I'm going to be going into step 11, and step 3 and step 11 go together. So it's just like, I always try to find like the connection of why I'm speaking on something. So, you know, I think a lot of like the God of my understanding, like, you know, like Erin had said, you know, you come in and that's the last thing you want to hear about. I know for me, I was born into a religious family. Mother was Catholic, but she was ousted by the Catholic Church because she got divorced, you know, so we couldn't be members, so we were Lutheran. And I remember that always being like such a big deal, we were Lutheran. But then my grandmother was a Jehovah's Witness. So like, and she lived with us. So I have like this Lutheran religion and this Jehovah's Witness religion. And I remember like growing up in that and repeating everything that I heard. You know, like have faith, or you know, you need to let God will take it, or you better be good so that you can go to heaven. You know, those were the kind of concepts that I had of God. And without like really like experiencing any type of severe trauma or like loss, I never really understood what, you know, God's plan for me was, or really what was God. I always pictured, you know, God with the beard and the hair. I mean, I think that's just like, you know, some artist rendition of what we think God is. And it was like, that was like in my head. But as I got older, I started to question things more. You know, like, what if we just die?
What if I don't have a soul? What if there is no heaven? What if there is no hell? You know, I started that questioning. I think we go through like this, you know, journey in our life where like we're told to believe something, we believe it, even though we don't know what it is. And then we kind of come into our own and like kind of think about like, I'm going to question everything. You know, dad's a Republican, so I'm going to be a Democrat. You know, they believe in God. I'm not going to believe in God. You know, go through that like rebellious time. So I went through that time. And then through my addiction, I was like, I know there's some God, you know, because I'm here, but like, why doesn't he help me? So then it became like an anger, you know, with a God, with a higher power. So I always struggled with it. And I've been clean before, and like it's taken me like 16 years to get to where I'm at today. And my clean date is April 10, 2011. So I just celebrated 5 years. I'm coming up on 5.5 years, you know. And it's just like, it's amazing what has happened in that time period. And with the God thing, like, I believe when I worked steps before, like on my, you know, step 1, 2, and 3, when I was working them before, I worked them like a homework assignment. I answered the questions of what I thought you wanted to hear, or what I had heard is how I answered the questions. Like, what's God's will for me? Well, God's will for me is to be a good person. Okay. You know, like believing that kind of stuff. Or, you know, just like with the other stuff, like when I was first, you know, young and was learning about religion, it was kind of like that regurgitated belief system was put into my step 3. But it wasn't until this time that when I worked the steps, I really wanted something different. And I know a lot of times I would come into recovery and say, oh, this time it's different. This time it's different. This time I'm going to get it. But this time, it was different. And I came in, and I decided, I'm going to work these steps. And there was something that like came over me. It was like, I've really experienced a bottom this time. I've really experienced a hell this time, where I thought I wasn't coming back from, or I wanted to die. And like, that's when I really felt like I could maybe grasp a higher power. Just maybe I could grasp that concept. Because everything that I had done, tried to do, had failed. I couldn't use successfully. I couldn't live successfully. I couldn't do anything. Success wasn't even like part of it. It was like I couldn't do anything. Like there was nothing that I could do. And so when I came back, I had nothing. I didn't have anything of it. Like nothing. Like there was nothing inside. There was nothing outside. There was nothing in. I had a trash bag. I had, you know, my 2 dogs, and I came, and like I had nothing. And before when I got clean, I had something. You know, I maybe have had a car, or still had a job, still had a relationship. Those things that like we think about making us socially acceptable. I still had that stuff. But this time I had nothing, and I had hit the bottom. And that's when I think that like the only thing I could do was go up. I could only find a higher power. I could only find something to help me. And so when I worked these steps this time, I did 1, 2, and 3, and then it was like something happened to me. Like I did step 1, and I was like, yeah, I've been beaten. Yeah, I get it. Step 2 was like, is there something like bigger than you? Yeah, there has to be, you know? And something makes the sun come up, you know, in the morning. I don't know what that is, but something makes it happen. Something happens. And then it was like saying hello to something else. Step 2 was like saying hello, God, you know? And then step 3, I finally realized that I had to stop doing whatever I needed that I thought that was the right thing and do the complete opposite. That's what I learned in step 3. It's like I needed to pause, and whatever I wanted to do, I needed to stop and do the next right thing. And I know for me, a God of my understanding, is almost like it's like the opposite of whatever will happen, because I don't believe that I'll ever have a God of understanding. Like, God understands me, you know, the nature understands me, I fit into that whole nature kind of thing. But there's so many different types. I mean, when you talk about religion versus spirituality and God, and it's like it starts to get all kind of jumbled. You know, we tend to jumble it up, and it's like, well, I do, and then you invoke science into it, you know, and then it's like I'm really confused. You know, then I get to that point where like, do we just die? And you know, and then if we just die, can there please just be aliens or something to take me off of this planet? You know, I mean, like I can go like on crazy tantrums with it, but what I do know is that there's so many different religions. I mean, I was thinking about this last night, like when cavemen around, you know, they couldn't speak. They, you know, they didn't have a language. They had body, they had grunts, they had moans. And I'm sure like at some point in one of those caveman's lives, they woke up and like something appeared to them that they didn't know that they had, you know, and they were like, oh, you know what I mean? Like looking around, like who put it there, you know? And so like I was thinking like they didn't have a word for God, but they had an understanding of that there was something else out there that was helping them live. And like, that's kind of like where I put myself as a caveman, and I know there's something out there that's helping me live. And I've read about different religions. I love the Buddhist philosophy. I love nature type, you know, like even down to the science of the nature. But what I do know is that no matter what religion, spiritual path, centeredness, philosophy, person, whatever you want. I mean, there's like Jah, there's Jehovah, there's God, there's, you know, there's the Hindu belief. I don't even know all their names, and they're all their gods and goddesses. But like, there's all of this stuff, but the one thing, the one essence that they all come together is love. Love, kindness, and hope, you know? And that's what we learn here. So, in general, like the God of my understanding is very simple. God of my understanding is love. If I could just love you, love me, love everything, then it just, that's what God's message is for me. That's what my higher powers, that's what our message is, you know, is just to love each other. So those are the kind of paths that I made. I will never fully comprehend my higher power. I will understand what I'm supposed to be like. Like, I'm supposed to be a good person. That's pretty damn simple. You know, be simple and love. But, like, I will never fully comprehend. My grandmother used to tell me, she goes, all your questions will be answered when you die. So, instead of questioning whether I just die and that's it. You know, I mean, grandmother was right. You know, everything will be answered when I die. So that's how I live my program today. I'm not perfect at it. I love everybody, but I don't have to like everything, you know. And what this program has taught me is that I can have patience and tolerance for myself, which teaches me patience and tolerance for others, and that's where my program leads me today. I can laugh today, I can smile today. The one thing that I love about the freedom that the steps have given me is being able not to have all the answers. I don't need all the answers, because they'll all be answered when I die. You know, I don't need to have them all. I don't need to know everything. But you know what's nice is that I've learned how to ask. I can ask for help. I can ask if I don't know something. And like, sometimes I get 10 different answers, you know. But it's really worth the journey. And as my journey continues, step 11 tells me that through prayer and meditation, you know, So prayer is, you know, my prayer. See, and that's the nice thing. Is my prayer is sitting still, you know, and just trying to encourage positive vibes. And I believe when you encourage those positive vibes for others, it like bounces off of you, you know, and generates around you. And that's how I believe. And then meditation is trying to clear the mind of everything so that maybe, just maybe, you can hear the message. So that's what I have to look forward to. That's my hope. My faith is that I've been taken care of. And I never had faith before because I've never been to hell before. So now I have faith because I've come up and had something pull me up. So this is where I'm at today. Tomorrow, I may be hating everybody. I may be walking around like a mad woman. And I can blame it on menopause. And that's great because, like, menopause is the perfect excuse. You know, I don't have pregnancy or PMS anymore. I have menopause. And so it's like I can use that. I have excuses today. No, I don't. I have reasons today. But anyhow, I really appreciate you guys asking me to share. I'm really excited about this weekend. I'm really excited about going and hearing some other stuff and getting fed. So thanks.